On the stage of live theater, actors seek the light. The aspiring new actor feels the ego-feeding adrenaline rush, while the trained, experienced actor understands how the attention of the audience is directed to the light. Stage lighting may be a fixed instrument where the actor moves into the light, or the source of illumination may be a follow spot, movable as an operator trains the beam of light on the actor. This theater example plays out in daily life, as light is generally preferred over darkness. Fears in the night can be prompted by darkness. A lack of information referred to as keeping me in the dark, the valley of depression, often paired with the descriptive word of darkness. Light brings knowledge, awareness, understanding, while darkness hides and causes us to stumble. In the Old Testament, both 2 Samuel and Psalm 119 portray the Lord and His Word as a lamp, a light on a path turning darkness into light. The New Testament book of John describes John the Baptist as a witness to the light and continues with Jesus stating, "I am the light of the world. No one who believes in me should stay in darkness." And in Matthew, Jesus speaks of the light in others. "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine, glorifying your Father in heaven." Just as the confident, successful actor invites a cast member to share the light for combined success, each of us has the potential to shine light into the lives of others as we bring glory to the Creator of our light. As the tagline of an old commercial reads, "We'll keep the light on and let it shine beyond 2 minutes more."